The Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Mem Vav Beis, teaches us about the sugya of Hoyel. As the Gemara begins, Itmar Ha'oifim Yontif L'Hoyel, if somebody bakes from Yontif on behalf of a weekday, Rav Chisda Maloika, Rav Chisda says he gets Malkus for doing a Malacha on Yontif. Rava Amar Ein Aloika, Rava says he doesn't get Malkus. And the Gemara says, and the Gemara explains, Rav Chisda Amar Loika, Rav Chisda says he gets Malkus. Rav Chisda does not subscribe to the concept that maybe what he's doing is perfectly fine, because maybe it'll turn out that he was cooking on behalf of guests. Rav Amar Ein Aloika, and Rav says he doesn't get Loika, does not get Malkus for being Michal Yontif, because explains Rava, I mean a Hoyle. We say Hoyle, what he's doing may turn out not to be wrong because he might have ended up cooking on behalf of guests. Amle Rava le Rav Chisda. Ask Rava to Rav Chisda. Lididoch, according to you, the Amrit Loya mean in Hoyle, that you don't subscribe to the concept of Hoyle. Heich Oifim, B'yontif l'Shabbos. How could one cook on Yontif when we have a Friday Yontif, then Shabbos following it? How could we prepare food on Friday on behalf of Shabbos? Amalei, to which Rav Chisda responded, Mishum Eruvit Havshilin. Because we know that when we have Friday Yontif and then Shabbos, we put an Erev Tavshilin down from Erev Yontif, and that allows us to prepare on Yontif on behalf of Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Mishum Erev Tavshilin, Sherinin Asur Deraisa. Ask the Gemara Rav Chisda, if you hold that cooking a Yontif, not on behalf of that Yontif, is an Issa Deraisa, as we just began. So just because somebody will put down an Erev Tavshilin, that will make something which is also B'Deraisa Mutter. Omle, to which Rav Chisda responded, Midaraisa Tzarcha Shabbos Nasa B'Yontif. Really, you're allowed to cook on Yontif on behalf of Shabbos. Why? Because as the Gemara Masechta Bei explains, Rav Chisda's opinion is that Yontif and Shabbos are one Kedusha. V'Rabbanan who, the Gozerbei, it was the Rabbanan who said that he shouldn't be able to cook on Yontif on behalf of Shabbos because of a Gzeira, Shema Yoimru, Oifim Yontif. The concern that you could prepare on Yontif even on behalf of a weekday. Shema Yoimru, Oifim Yontif Aflachal. However, since the Rabbanan, Atzuchu Erev Tashilin, but the Rabbanan requiring us to put down an Erev Tashilin, Isla Hekera, we have a Heker that you're not allowed to cook from Yontif on behalf of the weekdays. Here I'm cooking on behalf of Shabbos. So, after learning this Gemara, we see there's a very fundamental machlokes between Rav and Rav Chisda. Why are you allowed to cook when Yontif falls out on Erev Shabbos? According to Rav, you're allowed to cook on behalf of Shabbos because of the concept of Hoyel. And according to Rav Chisda, because of Tzarchi Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif. Ask Taisus, the Rava in Masech Debeya on the Beis Amid Beis says, Choyl Mechlin Shabbos, you gotta prepare on the weekdays for Shabbos and for Yontif. Ve'ein Yontif Mechlin Shabbos, but you can't cook on Yontif on behalf of Shabbos. Ve'ein Shabbos Mechinel Yontif. And nor can you cook certainly on Shabbos on behalf of Yontif. Ask Taisus, if as we just learned, Rava subscribes to the concept of Hoyol, so, and therefore you could even technically bake and cook on Yontif for the weekdays, so how does Rava say that when you bake or cook on Yontif on behalf of the weekday, it's also you always have the concept of Hoyol? Answers the Riva, that when the Torah said that achona, preparation, is osur, that is regarding an egg that gets the Gemara Masechta Beya when an egg was born on Yontif, or being kind of Shvisa when an Erev Techumim, that there we're creating a new thing. And that's where the Pasuk says Hachana is Asur. But when it comes to cooking and baking, and a chanami, says Taisus, that is indeed not considered a chana. So the question is, what's a nafkamina if it's something new, like an egg that's hatched, or being kind of shvisa, or if I'm cooking or baking? Taisus over here gives a different teretz. That according to Rabbah, that the entire heter is based on a chana, what will be if I'll cook or bake something right before Shkia, and it wouldn't be prepared and wouldn't be able to be eaten during Yontif? You don't have the heter of Hoyo. Because Rabbah's whole heter is that I'm cooking and baking, even though I don't need to eat it, because there's always a possibility that a guest may show up and I will cook or bake on his behalf. But here, where the food won't be ready on the day of Yontif, so it turns out that I cooked on Yontif, not on behalf of this very day. Then Rava's concept of hoil wouldn't be applicable. And in fact, the Magen Avraham in Siman Tuf Kuf Chav Zayin says there's a very interesting minig. The minig was that when Yontif fell on Friday, they would daven Ma'ariv early. Why would they daven Ma'ariv early? Because they knew once they're going to shul to daven for Shabbos, so everything for Shabbos was prepared. So they wouldn't be cooking late in the day. We don't have the concept of hoyel applicable. And it's very understandable, because as Taisus just taught us, even if you say hoyel, you can't say hoyel at that hour of the day. And in fact, let's say Yontif is on Friday and the next day is Shabbos, and we're relying on the Sfar of Hoyl, say the Paiskim, we have to be careful that if we want to take out something from the freezer on behalf of Shabbos, it has to be taken out early enough on Friday that it could thaw and be eaten or used on Friday. Because if we're only going to take it out late in the day on Friday, where it'll be usable, edible on Shabbos, but it wouldn't be edible on Friday, we wouldn't have hoyel. And Rava's whole heter is based on hoyel. There's a very interesting mashal, a very big chumrah of the mashal. The mashal says that you can't just rely on hoyel under all circumstances. And therefore says the mashal that nowadays, where guests don't just typically drop into people's houses to eat, we don't have the heter of hoyel. The mashal is a very difficult mashal to understand. Is the concept of hoyel dependent on every person's habits? And if I have guests then coming into my house, dropping in unexpectedly, I can rely on hoyel? And the next person who doesn't necessarily have that won't have hoyel? It's a very difficult mashal to understand. Furthermore, Taisus asks that if we subscribe to the concept of hoyel, so then you'll never have Chil Shabbos, because we know the halacha is that for Chil Shiyesh by Sakana, everything may be done on Shabbos. So if somebody does anything on Shabbos, we should say that it's not considered Chil Shabbos, because Hoyel, perhaps, it will have a Chayla, and the Chayla will need that food. So Taisus answers that since a Chayla Shiyesh by Sakana is Lo Shchiach, it's not common to have a Chayla by Shiyesh by Sakana, we don't say Chayla. So we need to understand what Taisus says. Is Hayil dependent on how often or not often somebody has in his house a Chayla? How often it does or doesn't happen to say Hayil? And according to Tosfos, let's understand further. If Chas V'Shalom, somebody will have at home a Chayla Shesh B'Sakana. So certainly for him, it is Shkia. Will we rely on Hayil? And by him, there won't be any more Chil Shabbos. And what about other malachas that are mutter even for Chayil She'ein by Sakana, which seems to be more Shriach? Will we allow these malachas? Furthermore, Rav Chisda, as we began our shir, does not subscribe to the concept of Hayil. What happened if somebody cooked and baked, and he's saying that he's doing it on behalf of the weekday? So from the Gemara it seems that he'll get Malkus. But he hasn't eaten yet. So just because he says he's doing it for the weekdays, he'll get Malkus, will Rav Chisda not subscribe to the concept of Hayil even under those circumstances? The Miri indeed says that even if the person hasn't eaten yet and he cooks or bakes, saying that he's cooking or baking on behalf of the weekdays, not on behalf of Yom Tov, he's going to get Malkus, according to Rav Chisda. And we need to understand why. The Rash disagrees. And the Rash says that Rav Chisda would indeed agree that if somebody hasn't yet eaten and he cooks and bakes, and even though when he's cooking or baking he's saying he's doing it on behalf of the weekdays, he wouldn't get Malkus. And it seems that that's the opinion of Rashi. Because look at Rashi. If we look at Rashi here, Rashi says, Divrei Maskel Ha'Ofer, V'yontef L'Chol, and Rashi adds the words, La'achar Sh'ochel, the person has already eaten, V'gomer Sudasa, he's completed his meal, the Pshitalon, V'lechazi L'midi Ha'idna, Ara Urta Shulchol. That's why it's Pasha to us that he doesn't need this food for today, he's doing it for tomorrow. And in fact, I saw another raya to this concept. Because why does the Gemara ask the Mefarshim focus on Ha'ofer? Why doesn't the Gemara speak about Hamavashel? Say to Mefarshim, because Hamavashel, even if you've eaten already, there's always a little room to eat extra. And therefore, even Rav Chisda, who doesn't subscribe to the concept of Hayil, will not say you'll get Malkus, because you may end up eating that food, even though you've eaten. And even though you're saying that you're doing that for after Yom Tov. Only baking, you're not going to eat another suda. So, it seems that Rashi's opinion is that you wouldn't get Malkus. So, if that's the case, we need to understand this dichotomy. Why, if you've eaten already, you'll get Malkus? And why, if you haven't eaten, you won't get Malkus? Isn't this a Hasra Sofik? We can never know for sure if you're going to want to eat again or not.